Janelle, what are we talking about, my friend?
Well, this week in particular, I had a close friend send me some pictures, and she was like, what are these things? They're everywhere, and they're getting worse. Well, it's pantry bugs, and I know we've all kind of dealt with that at some point, maybe, but that's one of the types of bugs that you don't need a pesticide for. It ended up being a flower beetle, and like with flies, too, which I'd like to touch on, like fruit flies and fungus gnats, you have to find the source. Finding the source is the key in eliminating any kinds of pests like that, because it's, unless you do, they're just going to keep multiplying from that source. So it ended up being a sack of flour that she had bought. It was like whole wheat flour she used once and then put it in the back of the cupboard.
Another reason not to use that whole wheat flour crap.
God forbid anyone is healthy.
But I suggested to her, you know, once you find the source and pitch it, deep clean everything. Use any kind of kitchen cleaner. Make sure you're wiping down all the shelves on the top and the bottom. But these types of bugs, like not only flower beetles, but the Indian meal moths, and there's a couple of other pantry bugs, weevils and whatnot, they go after dried products. So things like flour, cereal, even your spices, teas, anything like that. We've even found them in dog food or bird seed that is being stored in the pantry or garages. So eliminating the source will ultimately eliminate where they're breeding.
Is better packaging, instead of keeping it in the bag, do you put
absolutely.
It in like a sealed container?
Like Ziplocs or Tupperware, those are the best solutions for that. And that will prevent any kind of invasion. And these things, they get in, you know, from the grocery store when you're bringing groceries home. They get in through screens if there's a tiny little hole in them. So they can literally come from anywhere. And they sniff out the goods. They will find it. Fruit flies this time of year are rampant. I actually have them in my kitchen right now. And I hate to admit that, but
the bug lady has bugs.
I know.
She's human.
Every year.
As pets,
no,
we need to clarify because you love pets.
I know.
Okay.
Somebody asked me that yesterday, too.
Like, you named them, right?
No.
Okay, are you sure?
So fruit flies literally breed in the gunk that builds up in your sink strainer or your pipes or any organic fruit or produce that's laying on the counter. And they're not eating the fruit. They're after the fermentation. So, like,
they're
let's
after
talk
the
about
gunk.
Making wine, because, you know, we have Italians on the show.
Finally, I can relate.
The fermentation process, you know, emits CO2, and that's what these bugs are using to detect where their next egg-laying spot is. So if you've got a bunch of bananas on the counter and you've got fruit flies around them, guess what? They might have already impregnated it with eggs.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when you think about how these bugs get into your food items, they're leaving toxins behind. They're contaminating the products. So you can't just assume that if, you know, you shake it off, then it's going to be fine to eat. That could really upset your stomach.
Curious question. So I saw online, a video. You take hot steaming water and pour it down the sink. Is that what you recommend at the end
no,
of every day? Okay.
Because that's not going to do squat. So the gelatinous stuff that builds up in your drain is so thick that even like Drano is not going to cut it. You got to get in there with a wire brush.
Really?
Slough off that gunk, because that's what they're after. That's where they're going to lay their eggs. And then you'll see them every time you go to turn the sink on. They fly out. And you're like, where are these things coming from? And while their lifespan is only a few days, the breeding cycle can be hundreds at a time. So that's why it's like perpetual.
I'm just glad that most people already ate breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, or not, right? Because
Or just waking up from last night.
The other thing that we're getting a lot of calls for are fungus gnats. And those are a type of small fly that, you know, to the normal human's eye, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between a fruit fly and a fungus gnat. You got to get real close. Fruit flies have red eyes, and fungus gnats are a little bit more narrow body.
They're pretty tiny. You can't see them.
I know. But fungus gnats are attracted to plants. And we all have plants on our patios and our gardens and stuff, so that's easy to get in the house. But they lay their eggs in the soil of plants.
So you're recommending that we all live in a concrete bunker.
With no food
with no
or anything
food.
Stored.
Don't
use
bananas.
Your sink.
No drains.
Can't have any vegetables or fruit in your house.
Yeah, no running waters.
Like, this time of year, like,
needs to be hermetically
sealed. All the produce in the fridge, or keep it in sealed things away from anything that can get into it. With the plants, you know, simple fix. Go ahead.
We got a caller from Tim in Melrose Park with a bee question. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, great show.
Thanks. You got to turn your radio down. There's a podcast that you could download later to hear this.
Okay. Alexa, turn the radio down to one. Sorry about that. I'm redoing the garage, peeling the siding off, get to the one corner. We got, I think it's a bumblebee nest.
Mm.
You know, the big black bumblebees?
That's carpenter bees.
Those are carpenter bees.
No, those are bad.
Oh, carpenter bees?
Those are carpenter bees, yeah.
Those are nasty.
They drill through wood.
Yeah, you want to harm those ones.
Yeah, those are nasty.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, they're dangerous. Very dangerous.
They'll ruin the integrity of the structure of your garage, bud.
And very aggressive.
They have.
Yeah.
They have, yeah.
We can come and do
it. It's almost like termites.
Yeah, well, they are a wood-destroying insect, for sure. And this is the time of year that they're the most prevalent. But we can come and do a treatment for you and make sure that it's structurally sound.
Do you go to Melrose Park?
Absolutely.
My neighbor.
What are you thinking, James?
What do you think?
It's happening today.
Okay,
we're
today.
We're doing it today, so it's got to get knocked out.
So how can Tim eradicate these things?
Call Rose.
Yeah, Tim, call 1-800-GOT-PEST. We got people in the office right now. They'll give you a quote over the phone, and we can get out there probably even today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you much.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tim?
Yeah?
You're not going to let no stinking bee stop your work, are you?
No.
No.
Not in Melrose Park.
That's
In Melrose Park, you don't roll that way, right? No bee's going to stop a guy.
Don't.
No way. You got Johnny and Sally coming over to help you out with that garage?
Hey.
Take it easy.
Oh.
Tim, I don't know how old you are. I just thought it was amazing that you said, Alexa, turn volume down. So you sound like you might be older than 50, and I'm just impressed.
He
Good job, Tim.
Listen. 50-year-old guys plus from Melrose Park, they don't care about no bees.
I know that.
He's going after with the crowbar. You got a problem?
It's going to be hard.
Hey, last question before I hit the break, Timmy. Where do you get your beef sandwiches in Melrose Park?
Oh, always Johnny's.
Yeah!
I just had pepper and egg yesterday.
That's actually in
Elmwood Park.
Elmwood.
Yeah.
EP.
Yeah, you know, but no, it's got to be Johnny's. Pertillo's is down the road.
Forget about it.
Slacking.
Yeah, they're slacking.
Yeah, they're too corporate now.
All right, Johnny's the place to go.
Shout out to Elmwood Park. Thank you.
Yeah. So
give us a call, Tim. We'll take care of you.
Tim, hang on, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd Cleaning product of your choice.